You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the performing arts, and we're joined by local writer, reviewer, and arts blogger Jen McKee from A2ArtsAddict.com. Hi, Jen. Good to see you.
Hi. Good to see you.
And from what has been called one of the best music festivals in the Midwest, I'm talking about Elvis Fest coming up in early July. And from the Michigan Elvis Fest organization, its director, Mary Decker. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
How many years have you been having the Elvis Fest now?
This is going to be our 19th year.
I was curious about how it got started here in Ypsilanti.
My understanding was that the Depot Town Association was looking for something to replace a jazz festival and wanted a family event. And one of the business people there had seen something on CNN about an Elvis contest and how many people were there. They were like, we need that, you know. So they went out and they found a guy, a tribute artist, and from that he found another guy, and it took off. Everybody seemed to really like it because it is a unique kind of thing anyway. So,
but we're coming up on 41 years since Elvis passed away. Is the enthusiasm still there?
Oh, yeah, as much or more than it was before. He's so known everywhere, other countries, everything, yeah.
Now, a lot of the tribute artists you have cover or specifically target specific times in his career and musically as well as his look. Is that something you really kind of make an effort to represent each year? Is that diversity?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there are some that only do 50s. There are some that do the movies and things like that and then the jumpsuit. And then there's some that can do it all. So, yeah, we definitely try to do a little bit of everything and not have all jumpsuits and all this because, you know, you like a little variety in there.
Is it difficult to find Elvis impersonators to come to Ypsilanti's Elvis Fest?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
We are...
That's good to hear.
Yeah. No, believe it or not, yeah, we actually have to turn a lot of them away because we just don't have the time for, you know, 10 or 20 of them. We actually have 11 this year, which is really a tight schedule, but... You know, they love it, and it's because it's not a contest, it's a concert. So the pressure's not there, obviously. And it's just the camaraderie between them. It's amazing to see. They're just
a lot of Elvis bonding.
A lot of Elvis bonding
really?
Going on. Yeah.
So they're not competitive with each other.
No. Well, at least not in ours.
Oh,
anyway.
That's good. Yeah. No.
Now it looks like each year there's also some tribute artists, non-Elvis tribute artists. Like this year it looked like maybe there was a James Brown tribute artist. There was Roy Orbison, is that right? Mm-hmm. And Johnny Cash. What was the idea behind kind of diversifying a little bit in that way and bringing some other era, tribute artists in?
Well, there was probably two reasons for that. Number one is, you know, even though you love Elvis, everybody wants a little bit of break from Elvis sometimes. And some of these guys that do Elvis also do somebody else, too.
Oh, okay.
So, like those three you mentioned, they are Elvises, and they also do these other three.
Oh.
And then we put in, like we have a gentleman, he just comes and sings all kinds of different songs. We have a street doo-wop group that's coming this year. So we put in a few things, you know, that don't play with the band, that maybe only play with tracks, because got to give the band a break now and then, you know.
Right.
And there's beer and wine, and there's food?
Absolutely, yes. Food, merchandise, beer, wine.
Cars, stuff for the kids?
Kids stuff to do. We got bouncers, and we got games. And
all right, when is this happening and where?
It's in Riverside Park in Ypsilanti. It's on July 6th and July 7th.
It's the Michigan Elvis Festival. We're talking to the director of the festival, Mary Decker. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate that very much.
Summer going strong, Jen. Lots going on. What tops your list?
Well, in terms of theater, I just saw West Side Story, the new production that just went up at Encore Theater in Dexter. It's got this young, very vibrant cast doing the full-out dances that you think of when you think of this show, which is really exciting to watch just a few feet away from performers kind of doing that full-out.
Maria, I just kissed a girl named Maria.
That's running through August 12th. And Willow Run just opened at Purple Rose Theater. That's a story about four women who traveled to Michigan to work at the Willow Run plant when they were making bombers.
Wow.
During World War II. And it was actually by a local
I was going to say, who wrote that?
Jeff Duncan, who's an Ann Arbor-based playwright. So, and there, it's kind of a play with music. They've seemed to have incorporated some music into the play. Even though it's not a full-out musical, there's definitely kind of that element to it as well. So that's having its world premiere production at the Purple Rose Theater. And it's running right now, and it runs through September 1st.
Will
so
it run?
Nice long run, for and plenty of time for you to check it out.
Lots going on outside. I know the Ann Arbor Summer Festival has been going on for a few weeks, and still more to come?
It has. There's a couple of really neat things coming up. One of the things I'm really intrigued by is called At the Illusionist Table, where only 22 people kind of have a three-course meal, and the menu is by Eve, the founder of Frida Batitos, who makes marvelous food. So you get this great meal, but it's kind of integrated into this, he calls himself a mentalist and storyteller, so he kind of tells these stories, but also there are these illusions and things that are incorporated into the dinner, and it just sounds like a really neat thing. So that's happening on the evenings of June 26th through July 2nd. There's several performances because, like I said, they can only do 22 at a time. So
where does it happen?
It happens at something they're calling the Ann Arbor Club on Liberty Street, but it's like a suite number, so I don't think it's like a official club. I'm not sure about that, but it's a space that they've obviously found for specifically this event, I think.
The Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Mm-hmm. And also, it won't be the 4th of July without...
Without the Capitol steps.
That's right.
And there's plenty for them to sing about this year.
That's what everyone keeps saying, yes.
For those who may not know, they come every year for the 4th of July, but they're a group of, you know, D.C. former staffers who had started kind of doing these parody songs to the tune of popular songs, but kind of putting current events and various news items into the songs. So it's just very funny, campy, kind of a fun political evening.
And Young Frankenstein is now a musical?
It is.
It's been said that your grandfather brought dead tissue back to life. Is that true, Dr. Frankenstein?
It was the...
Putting on the Ritz, is that part of it?
Yes, the Penny Seats Theater, I love this. They're calling their season because the first play they did was about Frankenstein, and now they're going to call it The Gravedigger, and now they're going to be doing Young Frankenstein. They're calling it Hail to the Victor's season. So they're putting on Young Frankenstein, the musical, in West Park on July 12th through 28th. So during the summer, they do these outdoor productions, and it's kind of neat to just sit out and watch this this theater production unfold in front of you.
So it's taken from the movie?
Mm-hmm.
The comedy movie?
Yep, and Mel Brooks was part of adapting it to the stage.
Awesome.
Just
well,
as
that's
he was
right.
with the producers.
Well, it was on Broadway, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yep. All right, well, we can go see that. And last but not least, Eastern Michigan University graduate comedian.
Yes, John Heffron is going to be here this weekend at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase on Friday night, I believe, and Saturday night. He'll have two performances, Friday night one. And so, again, you can kind of catch up with him. He was a champion of Last Comic Standing years ago, and that's kind of was his big break early in his career. But, a lot of local ties and local roots here.
That'll be fun to see. Jen McKee, A2ArtsAddict.com. Thank you so much for joining us for Art and Soul. Mary Decker, we'll start loosening up our hips now, getting ready for the Elvis Fest. Thanks for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to it.